Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Once again, thank you for joining me for the turnaround. As you can see, the title, From Unknowing to Knowing. Yeah. And, you know, this morning my wife was actually praying for the king. She does it every Tuesday morning. She prays for the kings. And I was listening to her, and she's literally tapped into what God was saying to me. And I was driving, and I'm like, my God, are you just have us in sync today. Today is that day that we're just in sync. And so the title is, as you can see, From Unknowing to Knowing. And what it was about is about your identity. For a very long time, I didn't understand, didn't really know my identity. I'm a sports person, so I kind of put all of my, you know, things in sports. And so I thought sports was, you know, it was my identity. And it literally became my identity. And until God really started showing me, well, sports was just something that I did. It wasn't who I was. That wasn't it. And so if you listen to some of the turnarounds before, you kind of know the history and the background of where I come from and my childhood of how I created an identity I created an identity through the hurts, the pains, the rejection, the abandonment, all of these things. And me not knowing that when I got older, but where I am now, that those things became scales. Those things became, it tried to alter my identity. It altered my identity, and it altered my character. And so have you ever been in a place where you said, well, this is just the way I am? No, it's not just the way you are. It's a circumstance that has made you lose your identity, or, you know, alter your identity of some state or some place. And so God was kept showing me. I mean, he was showing me in my mess, you know, who I am. And I guess he kind of really showed my wife who I was through the prophetic words and her prayers and her intercession and her time with God. He was literally showing it to her, but he was giving me glimpses of who I was, but the scales that were on my eyes wasn't allowing me to really and truly see who I was and to see, you know, what I was doing. He gave me a couple of scriptures, but I'm gonna just give you the scriptures and then I'm gonna tell you the stories. And I'm a paraphrasing some of them, but you've heard these stories and you've read these chapters and these scriptures and they're familiar to you. And so with this, it's like I'm gonna start with John, with Saul when he became Paul. And you know, he was killing Christians. So he really and truly thought, because the law said that he was allowed to do it, and he had the right by the law to be able to kill Christians. So he really thought he was doing what he was supposed to do. And then he was on his way to Damascus, and he had an experience. And I'm paraphrasing, he fell, and God started talking to him, asking him, why is he persecuting his people, persecuting him. And so he had this experience. And so he went to Damascus, and the people that was with him, the soldiers that were with him, guards, whatever you want to call them, that were with him, they actually heard it too. And so they were stunned. And so he became blind. When he stood up, he couldn't see. His eyes was wide open and he couldn't see. He said, Gerald, do you remember your eyes being wide open and you couldn't see? I started living my whole life from a childhood of creating something, my eyes wide open, and I couldn't even see the hope of my calling. I couldn't even see the true identity of who God wanted me to be. I couldn't see it because all of those circumstances, all of those things that happened, they became scales over my eyes. And so I only saw from that perspective. I only saw and only heard from that place. And so I didn't really hear or see who I really was, because I had already created something. And so being blind to that, I didn't really know. So I'm sitting there going years after years after years of thinking that, you know, this football stuff is going to only be the only way I get out of here. The football stuff is going to be, I literally focused on football, and education was the last thing in my mind. Education was, I wasn't even a good student. All I wanted to do was play football. Got to college. All I wanted to do was play football. All I wanted to do was get to the NFL. Then all of that stuff, God was like, I'm going to grant you all of that. He actually gave me the opportunity to do it. He's gave me the opportunity to get NFL checks. He gave me an opportunity to do it. But let me tell you something. When that was taken away from me, who was I? I ain't have no idea who I was. I was so lost. I went into depression. I went into just anxiety, worry. I didn't know what I didn't know how to do things. I didn't know who I was. And I was like, I'm sitting here in a place. Now I'm looking at it. I was like, I didn't even know who I was. I was in a place that I did not know who I was. And so sitting there in depression, because depression was a thing that happened to me in the past. And so the enemy just brought it all back. He just brought it all back, because now he thought all of his whole identity was in sports. His whole identity was in football. But when that is taken away, what happens? And I sit back and I think about a lot of athletes that spend their lives in a place of all of football. It's all about football, all about your sport, all about that. And then all of a sudden it's gone. Now what you do? What do? You know, they fall into depression. They fall into drinking. They fall into drugs. They fall into all of these different things. And so it's like the scales over your eyes. You really can't even see who you are. So the enemy has you thinking that you're not even worth it. You're not even, you can't survive. Now who you don't even really know who you are. So he has you in this limbo. And it's like, dang. But let me tell you something. God always has a plan. So he sends somebody to be able to speak to you. And so here is in the story, you got a man named Ananias. That's his disciple. Ananias is sitting there and he hears from God. God tells him he needs to go and speak and lay hands on this man so he can see. Now, listen. Ananias is like, dude, this man killing people. God, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? You want me to really go and lay hands on somebody that I know? The word says, the people running around here saying, this man is killing people. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But the man, but Ananias was disciplined enough to say, okay, God, if this is what you're saying you want me to do, this is what I'll do. And he literally got up the next day, went to this man, and Saul was sitting there. He was waiting because he had a dream and knew the man's name that was going to come and lay hands on him. And when he came and laid hands on him, he was able to see. He said the scales fell off his eyes. He was so deceived. He was so blind. His eyes was wide open and he couldn't even see what he was doing. He was like, Jerry, you remember that place? You remember that place? Your eyes wide open and you couldn't even see the hurt you're causing. You can't even see the pain that you're causing. You can't even see the trauma that you're putting in your kids. You can't even see the devastation that is coming. You can't even see death knocking at your door. You can't even see suicide is just tapping on your head and ready to kill you. And you can't even see it. You just that blind. And so it's the scales falling off. And so here's that person. Here's that place. My wife was over there praying. She had to start praying that I'm able to see. She had to start praying that the scales fall off. She literally was praying that this morning. You better hear what I'm saying. She was praying for your kings that the scales fall off of their eyes. She prayed it. I heard it. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Let me tell you something. That changed Saul's identity. When the scales fell off, it changed his identity. It changed what he thought. It changed what he saw. It changed what he heard. He changed his walk. It changed everything about him. eyes open now. The scales are removed. They were removed. And so it took a long time. It was a process for my scales to fall off. It was a process because it was a place where I just, over the years, it became layer after layer after layer. It was like an alligator skin. So you know how tight their scales are. You couldn't get no wind under it. You couldn't get anything under it because I was holding them tight. I was still holding on to it. And then she's kept praying. She kept praying. She kept praying. It's like the prayers of the righteous avail much. You keep praying. You keep praying. Because here it is. You got to believe. I said yesterday, if you ain't believing that your prayers are, you ain't believing and you have faith that your prayers that you're praying are working, then you ain't, they're not working. Because you're not even believing it. You're just actually going through the motions and saying it. And so Saul's scales fell off his eyes. And all of a sudden, now he can see. He can see the damage that he's doing. He can see what he was doing to God's people. He can see how trauma was happening. And let me tell you something. And then after that, here it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. I'm talking about God changes a man's identity and then put him back into a place where everybody's scared of him. Man, I'm here. It's like, I remember this dude used to be out there. I remember this dude being in this place. And now you're telling me he's doing this? Now you're telling me he's serving God? Now you're telling me he's getting on the internet and telling all of his business? Or now you're telling me that this man is doing all of this? You mean to tell me God is actually using this man? Yes, you trying to tell me God changed this man's identity? Yes, I went from an addict. Hey, to a servant. I went from blind to being able to see. I went from a liar to a man that's on the truth. I went from rejected to being loved. You better catch this thing, man. You better catch this because the enemy is no longer going to have you blind. No longer is he going to have you deceived because I'm about to expose him because I'm about to open your eyes to something that you ain't, that you just been closed to. I say open your eyes now in the name of Jesus. Every blind and every male and female that scales are over your eyes, I command the scales to fall off now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Enemy, you ain't got you, hey, you've been exposed today. I'm exposing you today. I'm dropping the hammer on your head today. I pray that this right here opens your eyes and you are no longer blind to what the enemy has been trying to do. I'm gonna give you another one. Because I want you to understand these stories. And I want you to be able to go and listen to these stories because these are the revelations that God gave me off of these stories. And Acts 3:1-7, it was about the lame man. The lame man was sitting by the temple. I mean, he's sitting by the church. And all of a sudden, he sees Peter and John. He sees Peter and John and he's standing there. He's a beggar. He's asking for some alms. He's asking for some money. And so he was asking for the money. It is like, man, money and gold, we don't have, man, but we got something. He said, he told him to rise, get up and, you know, get up, rise, walk, handed him his hand. The man stood up. The man started walking. Let me tell you something. The people saw him. The people was astonished. It was like, is that the dude? Is that the one we used to sit by the temple and he was begging, the beggar? Is that the guy? They was like, man, it looks like him. Look, let me tell you something. When God reveals who you really are, when God brings forth your identity, people get astonished. They don't even really know if that's really you. They stuck. They like, oh my God, is that really him? They's like, is that Gerald on there telling this business? Is that Gerald sitting there talking about he was a masturbator? Is that Gerald talking about he was on pornography? Is that Gerald that's talking about he was a liar? Is that Gerald that was talking about how he tried to destroy his family? Is that Gerald that was talking about how he hated his wife? Is that Gerald that's talking about that he didn't know how to love? Is that Gerald that's talking about that he was molested? Is that Gerald? And I'm telling you, yes, it's me. Yes, it's me. I'm happy. I'm jumping. I'm that lame man. I'm up. I'm up. My wife laid hands on me. Ha! She laid hands on my eyes. Scales are being removed. She laid hands on my head. And now I'm no longer feeling like I'm double-minded. I'm operating in a stable mind. I'm operating in a stable mindset. My decision-making is clear. My eyes are clear. My hearing is clear. My words are clear. I'm just trying to tell you that no longer am I a lame man laying there. It's somebody that got to lay a hand on you. Somebody got to put a hand out and say, come on, let me help you. Come on, let me pray for you. Come on, let me intercede for you. Come on, let me pray deliverance for you. Come on, y'all. Somebody got to help. Somebody got to be willing to help. Who's willing to help? Who's willing to stand in the gap? Who's willing to stand in the fire with them? Who's willing to put out a hand and lift a lame man up? This man been lame from birth. This man wasn't able to walk. Let me tell you something. When God does something, he does miracles. He does things that make people look at you and like, wow. If he can do it for him, if he did it for him, he can do it for me. Y'all better catch it. You better catch it. You better catch it, because let me tell you something. You just going, that lame man went from, he ain't even know. He ain't never walked. He never walked. Never walked. So he went from an unknowing. He didn't know how to walk. But let me tell you what happened. Strength came to the man's ankles and his knees. Let me tell you, I talked about that yesterday. I talked about Lazarus coming out. I talked about the bondage coming off of his knees, coming off his ankles, coming off his legs, coming off his hips, coming off his chest, coming off his head, coming off his eyes. And now he's walking alive again. Not only is he walking alive again, he's walking in abundance. This man, he ain't never walked before. Now he got a hand that lifted him up, and now he's walking. Not only is he walking, but he's jumping. That means he's doing more than he did before. He wasn't even able to walk, but God gave him opportunity to walk. Then when he started walking, he was able to jump. He was able to leap. And everybody looking at him, they was astonished. And they was like, oh my God, is that the beggar? Yeah, that's the beggar. Yep, that's the beggar. That was the one that you used to laugh at all the time. That was the one that you used to whisper and talk about all the time. That was that dude. That was that man. Now look at him. Now he's happy. Now he's jumping. And they want to know, who did that for you? Who did that? Now God gets the glory. Now God gets the opportunity to see somebody that's going to witness for him. Man, y'all got to catch it. Catch it. Catch it. This thing is not a joke. God is not just bringing you back to the original place. He's trying to go over and beyond, because what he does is exceedingly abundantly. What he does is want to make sure that everybody that is looking, everybody that is seeing, everybody that is paying attention is understanding what he's able to do. And so that's in Acts. That was Acts 3:1-7, the lame man. And then God gave me the other one. He said, go to John 9. And we start talking about the blind man. The man was blind. He was blind. His mom and dad hadn't seen. The man was blind from birth. And God said, and Jesus came upon the scene. And let me tell you something. Sometimes there got to be some crazy stuff to be done. Some crazy stuff to be done. Because Jesus spat in some mud and put the mud on the man's eyes and told the man to go and wash himself in this lake, this water. And when the man washed his eyes, the man was able to see. Man, can y'all catch that? Can y'all catch that? At your natural mind, if I was to go and spit in some mud and pick this mud up and rub it in your face, would you be offended? First of all, when you spit in the mud and I'm looking at you like, you better not put your hands in that and put that on my face. You hear what I'm saying? I'm just saying, let's just be real. Because sometimes there got to be something that's crazy. Like crazy faith. Like crazy faith that you will sit there and you will watch. He can't see that man. He couldn't see Jesus spitting in mud because he was blind. He didn't even know. But the people around him, that saw Jesus spit in the mud and rub it over his eyes. And then he went and somebody had to lead him to the water. So he went to the water, wiped it off his eyes, and then he was able to see. And everybody around looking at, wasn't that dude? That dude that was blind at birth. How is he seeing now? How can he see me now? How can he talk to me now? How can he do any of that? Let me tell you something. When God takes you from an unknown to a known, he does it in a supernatural way. Saul had a supernatural experience. He was walking around with his eyes wide open and could not see. The lame man was lame from birth. And they used to take him and lay him at the temple called Beautiful and ask for money. He was a beggar. And he went from a beggar to a man that was able to leap, a man that's able to walk. We're talking about ankles. We're talking about your ankles getting strength. We're talking about your his knees getting strength. The things that wasn't even working for him before. But God just started doing something different. He changed this man's whole identity. Identity. Saul's identity changed. He became Paul. His identity changed. And it was like, how you go from killing, I'm talking about the disciples knew that this man was a killer. Disciples knew that this man was a killer. That he was killing them. That he was persecuting them. Everybody knew that. And now, boy, it's just like God to do something that's just off the chain. Every time you think that something can't happen, God does something. He gives you examples in the Bible of some stuff that you ain't even think would be even possible. Who would think that Saul turned Paul would be a disciple and leading people to Christ? And listen, and willing to take the punishment. He was willing to take the punishment for all the things that he did. Because you did have to reap what you sow. And so everybody, those people looking at him like he was crazy until he started doing things, until he started doing miracles. Then he started preaching the gospel like better than some of the rest of them. Y'all better catch that. See how God does things. God is not working in your, he's not working the way you want him to work. He's doing things the way he wants to do things. He's trying to do things that way he gets the glory and where he opens the eyes of every person that's eyes are closed. And he'll use your testimony to open their eyes. You don't even have to say anything. You just live your life. I'm like, God, why you got me on here telling all of my business? Because you're going to open the eyes of people that are blind. You used to be blind. Now I've opened your eyes and now I need you to shine the light on every darkened area. I need you to use your testimony to open the eyes of other people. I'm like, okay, for real? Why I got to get on the internet and do it? Because I need you to touch as many people as you can. I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right. You know, I ain't going to lie. It wasn't an easy thing for me to do. It wasn't easy for me to get on here and tell my business. But the more you tell it, Jerry, the more I'm going to set you free. The more I'm going to allow you to see who you really are. And I'm allow the other people to see who you really are. I called you for this. I'm like, okay. 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 So now my scales have come off. I've had my Saul and Paul experience with my scales coming off. I've had my experience of just being blind at birth. Like, you know, I created this identity. I created this person. This is who I really thought I was. I didn't know who the hope of my calling. I didn't know who I was supposed to be. I thought I was just supposed to be a football player. I put all my eggs in the football player. This is what I'm going to do. When that thing got taken away, I realized I ain't even know who the heck I was. I ain't even know what to do. I just fell into depression. That's my wife. I fell into depression. She didn't even understand. She started to understand after the Holy Spirit started showing her what is going on. Things start unraveling. And now this is what you got to do. I've had that experience. I've had the experience of being a beggar, sitting out looking for somebody, man. Can you give me a place to stay, man? Can you do this for me, man? Can I borrow this type of, can I borrow some money from you, man? You know, can I do this? Can you help me with this? I've been in that place. Begging, homeless. Hey, man, I need a couple of dollars for some gas. Can you give me some gas money? And they looking at me like, gas money, dude, go home. Why you ain't got no money? No, I ain't got no money, man. Can you do it for me? But okay. And now they're looking at me. My scales are off. I'm standing before them in my right mind. In my right mind. This is not a. I'm just saying. The eyes are being opened. My true identity has been revealed to me. Now I can see. I can see. I'm not blind anymore. I'm not deceived anymore. I don't have tunnel vision anymore. I ain't deaf, dumb, and can't see. That ain't me. That's not me. I'm not sitting in the unknown. It's not that I don't know. I know who I am now. I know what my identity is now. I know who God has called me now. Let me tell you something. My wife had to, she had to speak that thing for a minute. Ooh, she had to speak it for a minute. She had to, and she wrote it down. I talk about this because it was something that I had forgot who I was. I forgot those prophetic words. I forgot those things. And then God brought it back to her remembrance. You remember when I called him this. You remember when I said this about him. You remember when this was spoken over. You remember this and you remember that. And then she started writing those things down. And then I said this before. She started writing those things down. And then she started putting scriptures to it because she had to write. She had to literally, actually write it and say it. And then till she can be able to see it, because she was blind to it too. She was like, this dude here can't be that. And all of a sudden now he has her doing these things and writing these things down and then writing these scriptures. And now before she know it, she believe in what she's seeing. And she said, I'm going to believe this until I see it. And when I see it, I'm going to protect it. She says that a lot. And so that was that place. I'm like, she saw something before I even saw it. And so she starts saying those things over me and starts and speaking those things over me, declaring those things over me. And it, all of a sudden now I'm sitting here in a place where I'm walking in that thing. Because she spoke it enough for me to be able to put it in the atmosphere that I would be able to see it. Because when God says, I'm going to touch a thing, he touches a thing. I'm going to touch his eyes. So I need you to start. I need you to start hitting those scales. I need you to cancel those things. I need you to cancel rejection. I need you to cancel abandonment. I need you to cancel the drug addictions. I need you to cancel the pornography. I need you to cancel the generational curses. I need you to cancel the bloodline curses. I need you to cancel the word curses. I need you to cancel those things that be whispering in his ear. I need you to cancel the trauma. I need you to cancel the hurt. I need you to cancel the pain. I need you to cancel the fear. I need all of these scales. These are scales. These are the things that alter your identity. They alter your identity. So as she's speaking these things and she's calling those things and she's canceling those things and she renouncing those things, now I'm able to see. Now God is able to breathe life into this. And it starts the strength of my bones. I'm talking about the strength of my bones. Like the lame man. I wasn't able to move. I wasn't able to walk. I wasn't able to do what God wanted me to do because I ain't had a strength. My bones was weak. And all of a sudden now, she spoke these things for so long. And all of a sudden now, the manifestations of those prayers that strengthen the muscles, or strengthen the ankles, or strengthen the knees. And now I can stand up as a man. No longer I'm a weak man. No longer I'm operating in an Ahab spirit. I ain't operating in a weak mind. Now I'm operating in the mind of God, the mind of Christ. I got strength in my mind. I got strength in my decisions. I can make great godly decisions because there was things that was spoken. There was a hand that was held out that lifted me up, that brought me out of the mud, that brought me out of the dark, that brought me out of this place. And as I'm coming out of this place, now my ankles and my knees are hit. My knees are at a good place. I can walk now. I can see this tunnel. I'm walking down a dark road and all I saw was a light. But let me tell you something. I ain't think I can make it. I really didn't think I can make it. But God said, I got you. I got you. And even I not only do I have you, but I'm going to give you some assistance. I'm going to let your wife assist you. I created in her ability to help you. I created in her ability to be suitable for everything that you need. I can give you everything that you need, but I'm going to give you a physical place. I'm going to give you a physical thing that'll help you. Because the Holy Spirit that I got in her will lead and guide her into how to assist you, how to help you, how to pray for you, how to fast for you, how to declare over you, how to lay hands over you. Yeah, oh, shit, how about son? Things that she needs to say to you. I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to place something on her that will show you how to do this thing. And as she was praying, I'm telling you, the strength of God that started bringing me back through all of these things, bringing me back. Listen, I'm going down a dark road. I done went so doggone far on this journey that now I have to turn around and go back through all of the stuff. I had to go back through all of this stuff to get back just to the little light. You know what I'm saying? I had to go all the way back through it, but I needed a hand. I needed a hand. You know what I'm saying? I needed to be able to see. I needed to be able to see through the darkness. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? The scales had to be removed. So now I can see what the enemy is doing. I can see pornography over here on the right. I can see lust and perversion over here on the left. I can see fear. I can see rejection. I can see the abandonment. I can see the trauma. I can see all of these things. But when I was going down the road, I didn't see that stuff. I was just like, hey, and it was just attaching itself. But now I'm going back and I can see it. But let me tell you something. Now I got some help. My wife gave me a hand. She lifted me up. She starts speaking to my feet, starts speaking to my knees, that I don't fall anymore. I don't stumble anymore. Now I'm standing righteous. I'm standing in right standings with God. And now I can walk on my own. Now I can do some things on my own. But let me tell you something. As I'm trying to do it on my own, I do understand that I got a helpmeet that is suitable. I got something. I got a secret weapon that God has given me to assist me to make it through this long journey. And so as I'm walking back through this journey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you some crazy stuff got to happen. Some stuff had to happen. You know, I need you to do this. I need you to lay oil. I need you to put let me tell you something. My wife had to do some crazy stuff. Like Jesus spat in the mud and put it over his eye. She had to put the oil in the washing machine while you're washing his clothes. I want you to lay hands. I want you to put oil on his pillow. And no, he's not even there, but I need you to put oil on there. So when he does lay his head down there, he's laying his head down in rest. He's laying his head down in deliverance. I need you to put some oil in his shoes. So when he put oil in his shoes, that wherever he treads his feet, I give it to him. You put some oil in his hat. So as you put oil in his hat, now his mind is right. His mind is on me. His thoughts are on me. He's meditating on my word day and night. Y'all better catch what I'm saying. It's some stuff, man, that has to be done. This stuff was unknown, but when God makes it known to you, that you gotta actually do it. And so with that being done, she was doing all of this stuff. I mean, I didn't even know she was doing it until I came back and I started realizing, you know, this is what you was doing. And then it was like, before you go to bed, I need you to lay hands on him. I need you to pray over his head. I need you to pray over his mind. And she still does that to this day. To this day. That hadn't even stopped. So we're talking about a long time of laying hands. It was crazy from the beginning because she was like, why do I have to lay hands on him when he got his hand? I'm looking at him when I came back, when I'm looking at him and he got his hands in his pants and he did. He's knocked out sleep. He don't even know he got his hands in his pants. And this, what does that look like to me? And you want me to lay hands on him? Yes, lay hands on him. I need you to pray for him. I wake him up, shake him so he can bring his hands out. I want you to shake it. Make sure it's things that you have to do. It's things that you, and God is revealing these things to you. He's revealing these things to you. So let me tell you something. Yes, when God shows you something, he opening your eyes to it that you didn't even see it. You didn't even see it. But God is opening his eyes. He wants all of us to see. He wants every one of us to have these scales to be removed. These scales are being removed today. Today, the enemy is being exposed. Your eyes are being opened to what God is calling for you to do, what God is assigned for you to do. And it ain't no joke. Sometimes you can be Ananias and you don't want to do it. You see what your situation look like. You don't want to pray for them. You don't want to go lay hands on them. You don't even want to talk to them. You want to stay as far away from them as possible because you feel like, man, I don't want any of that, man. Now, I don't, you know, demons transfer. I don't need to be going over there. I don't want to pray for nobody that's on drugs. I don't want to pray for nobody that's on pornography. I don't want to pray for nobody that's a drug addict or alcoholic. I don't want to pray for nobody that's dealing with mental issues. I don't want to pray for nobody that's mind is gone, that's double-minded, schizophrenic, bipolar. I don't want to pray. Man, come on, man. God says, get your butt up and go. Get up and go do my will. Go do my work. If every day you're talking about, I'm a servant of God. Okay, then if you're a servant of God, then you got to do what God asks you to do. If he asks you and he shows you and he places on your heart, I need you to go and I need you to pray for your spouse. What did he tell you to do? If he told you to do it, then that's what you're supposed to do. If he told you to stay, he told you to pray, he told you to hold on, he told you to live a certain way, he told you to eat this certain food, he told you to do this, whatever he told you to do, that means that you actually got to do it. Because he's trying to open your eyes. He's trying to make you to know something different. He's changing your identity. And let me tell you something, He changed my wife's identity. When she was going through the things that she had to do, he changed her identity. That when I saw her, I saw him. I didn't see her. You better catch that. He opened my eyes that I was able to see. This is when I came back. Opened my eyes where I was able to see that her identity was different. She didn't have to say anything. Her identity was different. It was different. I saw something different. Now I'm knowing I got somebody different here. She's doing this thing a whole different way now. Her identity has changed. So she didn't really know all what she had to go through when she married me. Because we can honestly say probably if she knew she had to go through all of this, where she was then, she wouldn't have done it. But she knew what God said. I mean, from the beginning. God told her, she didn't want to get married. She didn't want to do that. But God told her that she needed to marry me because God had a plan. Y'all better catch that. Y'all better catch that. God has a plan. He has a plan. And he wants to make the plan known to you. He wants you to be able to see it. So he's trying to take the scales off of your eyes that you're able to see who God and what God is doing, not only in you, but for your spouse. Because there's some stuff that you got to do that's crazy. Some stuff that you spitting in, you know, Jesus spitting in mud and rubbing it on somebody's eyes. You know what I mean? And an act of just lifting, you know, helping somebody come up off the ground. Are you willing to help your spouse come out of this dark place? Are you willing to give them a hand? Are you willing to help somebody come out of addictions? Are you willing to give them a hand? Or are you going to be someone that's just going to turn your back and be like the ones that's sitting there talking about them? And then when something happened, they'd be like, oh my God, what was that? How did that happen? I hear that all the time. I see it all the time. You look at a situation and a person looks at a situation, and if they're not in a place where they're understanding who God really is, they just looking at the situation blind. They looking at your situation. How many times has somebody you told somebody, yeah, I'm supposed to stay for my marriage. I'm supposed to be, you know, pray for my marriage. I'm supposed to do this for my marriage. And somebody looking at you like, man, you done totally lost your doggone mind. Why are you doing that? Do you see the situation? That's so stupid. You know, all of these names, all of these things. I mean, they literally saying this to you and in your mind, because you looking at the situation, it's trying to affect your situation. It's trying to affect your seeing. It's trying to affect what you hear, what you see, what God has said. That's what the enemy does. He comes to try to take all of that, try to bombard all of that. But you got to renounce that. Hey, listen, hey, I renounce that. I'm not stupid. I ain't dumb. I know God. I hear God. My eyes are wide open. My eyes ain't open and blind. My eyes are wide open and I can see what God is doing. I see what God is trying to do. God is trying to use me to sanctify my spouse. God is trying to use me to show you what God love is really about. What God is trying to really do is use your testimony and your situation to change the mindset of the people that's been standing around you talking about you. They talk about you behind your back. I'm just telling you how it is. It's just because if they don't understand and they don't see what your situation is and what God really said, because they're not hearing what God said to you. You the only one hearing what God said, and you telling them, and because they hadn't had an experience yet, so they thinking it's dumb. They thinking it's crazy. They thinking it's crazy. But once again, God is revealing your true identity. You thought your identity was just about your marriage. My wife thought, I'm sure she figured that this, what she was doing is to please God, but it might restore this marriage and overgo. It restores the marriage, but not even knowing that the process that she had to go through to get to this place is to help other people. My God, she's helping an army of women that are having to go through the very same thing. And let me tell you something. If you ask any of them, when they entered this army, was that thing easy? Because what she does and how she demands, and it's not her, it's what God wants. And it's not about, you can get, you know, sometimes I used to get mad. I'm like, ugh. And I'm sure some of my other people get, ugh. If you in counseling with her, you're like, oh my God, are you serious right now? You know, I got to do this. You know, it's that place. But check this out. If you want some results, if you want God's will, and if you want God's favor, and you want God's strength, you just might want to do it God's way. And that's the only way she knows. She's only going to do it God's way. She's not going to compromise. She's not going to give. She's not going to do any of that. I'm being the one to tell you, because I've tried to get her to compromise. She ain't compromising nothing. She ain't nothing, absolutely nothing. And so that's why God is blessing her. That's why God has put her in a place where things are just manifesting for her as she speaks them. So if you in counseling, if you were in the army, you understand what I'm talking about. You understand. If you listen to any one of her broadcasts, if you listen to her prayers, she ain't changed. That's her identity. That is who she is. That is who God has called for her to be. And is it a nice place? No. People say, she's mean. She ain't mean. That's God. You want to compromise. That's the issue. You got a compromising spirit that you ain't dealt with yet. You want to look at the word and say the word, I can use this word today, but I ain't going to use it tomorrow. She ain't doing that. She's going to use every word, and she's going to use it every day, all day. That's just who she is. And that's the one thing that used to be a thing that I didn't understand. But now I do. My eyes are open. I can see. My eyes are open. I can understand. Now I see. And God said, he told me that. He said, I'm gonna allow you to see the other perspective, because I never could see my wife's perspective. And that's because I wasn't understanding God. And so once I start understanding God, I start understanding my wife, because I believe my wife has God's heart, period. She has God's heartbeat. Now she is like literally having the eyes of God, the ears of God. She's like the Matrix. She's just totally decreasing and God is increasing. I ain't saying she God. I ain't saying she Jesus. But I'm trying to tell you that she is being transformed right before our eyes. Y'all better catch that. And I'm rolling with her. So God is transforming me right before his eyes. I mean, literally transforming me, my mind. That's why I'm sitting on here telling my business. That's why I'm sitting on here exposing the enemy. I am not letting the enemy get anybody else. I'm not letting you be witched. I ain't gonna let you be fooled. I ain't gonna let you be lame. I ain't gonna let you be blind. I ain't gonna let you be deaf. Man, listen, if it's something that's in my testimony, something that's in my life that is blessing you, helping you to get to another place, then I'm doing my part. And so, enemy, this turnaround, these people are going to turn around. I'm sorry. They're turning around. I ain't sorry. They turning around. I speak a turnaround now in your life. Turn around now. No longer are you blind. No longer are you deaf. No longer are you stuck in false identity. No longer. No. No, no, the hand of God is being reached out to you. Stand up on your own. I speak to your ankles that now you have strength in your ankles, strength in your legs, strength to walk straight and narrow, strength to walk take the journey that God has planned for you, the strength that you need, the mind that you need, the thoughts that you need, the prayers that you need now in the name of Jesus, the heart that you need. Everything that you need, God supplies it. He supplies it. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's giving you all that you need. No longer are you the lame man. No longer are you the blind man. No longer are you walking with scales over your eyes, but now you're able to see everything that has caused your eyes to be blind, everything that caused you to have tunnel vision, everything that has caused your mouth to be mute. I bind the mute spirit. Now you'll open your mouth. Now you'll declare a thing. Now you'll speak, thus saith the Lord. Now you will open your mouth now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind the squid. I bind the octopus spirit that tries to squeeze life out of you. I bind every spirit of death that's trying to kill your words, that's trying to kill your destiny, trying to kill your purpose, trying to kill your vision, trying to kill your dreams. I cancel it. Now I bind the dream killer. Now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Unplug their ears now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I say that they're steadfast and unmovable. I bind that double-minded spirit. One minute you're good, one minute you're bad. That bipolar, schizophrenia, now in the name of Jesus. All mental illness now. In the name of Jesus, all trauma from your childhood now. I bind all forms of abuse, mental, physical, verbal abuse that has caused you and altered your lifestyle, that's caused you to lose your identity and who you really are now. In the name of Jesus, I bind suicide and depression now. I bind anxiety now. Because you're confused of who you are, I decree and declare that no longer will you operate out of a natural mindset, a carnal mindset, but you will operate out of the mind of Christ. I declare that you meditate and you think on those things that are holy, that are righteous, that are pleasant to God. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare that your heart has been having a heart transplant. You're cleaning their hearts now. You're renewing a right spirit within them now. In the name of Jesus, that their spirit man is arising now. Everything that was dead in their body, Father God, that it was caused by drugs, caused by alcohol, I declare that their liver and their lungs, Father God, are operating properly. I declare that their hearts are pumping in the right place. I declare that the blood cells, the red cells, the white cells that are operating in their body are functioning properly now. In the name of Jesus, the muscular system, the skeletal system now that are operating, the bones are being restored now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all forms of arthritis. I bind the spirit of unforgiveness now that have causing arthritis in the knees, the arms, the shoulders, all the joints now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of cancer now, lupus now, in the name of Jesus, all terminal illness now, in the name of Jesus, Father. Your word says that you can send a word to heal and deliver. Father, as I'm speaking now, I declare healing. I declare deliverance now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come up against all forms of obesity now. In the name of Jesus, I come up against every habit, every ungodly habit, every addiction now. Food addiction, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, sex addiction, line addictions. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare that they are broken. They are not. They are no longer going to alter their identity, Father God. They're no longer going to operate in their character, in their personality. Now in the name of Jesus, I come up against the spirit of fear that have caused them to be afraid, afraid of moving forward, afraid of speaking the word, afraid of walking in righteousness and holiness. I bind the spirit of fear now, in the name of fear of failure now, in the name of Jesus, fear of stepping out now, in the name of Jesus, fear of walking in your calling now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the fear of walking in what you have showed them now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I bind the spirit of disobedience now. I bind the rebel spirit. I bind rebellion. I bind all forms of witchcraft. I bind everything that operates in the bloodline that has bewitched them now. In the name of Jesus, we renounce it now. In the name of Jesus, we renounce every vow, Father God, that has been spoken over them by the ancestors, Father God. Everything that have caused them to operate in wickedness in the bloodline now. We bind that compromising spirit, Father God. We declare that we will no longer compromise. We won't compromise on our walk. We won't compromise on your word. We won't compromise in our hearts. We won't compromise, Father God, in what you have called for us to do now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we blow up and annihilate the enemy's plan and his plots against us now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak fire, Father God, over... I speak a bloodline perimeter set around the family now. I bind the spirit of dysfunction. Father God, we say that we will know now what's happening in the family. We won't be blind to it now. We won't be blind to what happens in our bloodline. Father God, we will renounce it. We will sever those ties now in the name of Jesus. Father, you have created us to do a new thing. So Father, I speak now. And then I bind the spirit of pride. I bind all forms of entitlement that operated in my bloodline. I bind that spirit. Spirit now in the name of Jesus that have caused me to be blind, that have caused me to feel like I'm entitled to do what I'm doing, even though it's not a compromising spirit now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of perversion now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I bind that adulterous spirit now in the name of Jesus that'll make you think that the grass is greener on the other side. I bind every argumentative spirit, quarreling spirit now, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of separation and divorce, every marriage breaking spirit, every wedge breaking spirit, every covenant breaking spirit, now in the name of Jesus. I speak a renewing now, Father God. I speak the ruach wind, Father God, the breath of life over the marriage, over the family now. I bind all forms of dysfunction with our children now in the name of Jesus. I come up against all criminal mind. I come up against all the spirit of fornication now, lust and perversion now, that comes through the radio, television, Father God, through music now in the name of Jesus. It will not influence our kids to do negative. It will not influence our kids to have habit, drug habits, alcohol habits now, lust habits now, in the name of Jesus. We declare that our children will operate in the mind of Christ. Our children, Father God, will be holy and righteous now, in the name of Jesus. Everything that is operated in our bloodline, it will not be passed down to them. They will not be drug addicts. They will not be alcoholics. They will not be divorced now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, that they will function properly, that they will have peace, joy, and happiness, that they will operate in wealth. They will operate in a new anointing, Father God. Place the greater in them now, in the name of Jesus. Give them greater strength, Father God, to outwit the enemy. Let the prophetic words that have been spoken over them, Father God, manifest in their lives now, in the name of Jesus. I declare that our children are academically successful. I bind the spirit of, I renounce every word that has caused your kids dumb, that have caused, said that your kid can't learn. I come up against every spirit of hypertension now, in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of you calling your kids slow. Now in the name of Jesus, we renounce it off the kids. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that you are renewing their minds. We thank you, Father God, that the love and the love of you is shown through their family, through their parents, Father God, that the children feel love. We bind the spirit of rejection off of them, abandonment off of them now, in the name of Jesus. Abandoned from your mother, your father, your grandparents, being abandoned, I bind it now, in the name of Jesus. I bind loneliness. I bind homelessness now. I bind hopelessness now, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you that you're doing a new thing. I thank you that a hand is being laid out. I thank you, Father God, for a new experience being felt, Father God, and being seen now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that no longer will they be lame. No longer, Father God, will they be sitting there begging, Father God, but there will be a hand that is being laid out for them, Father God, that they will come forth like never before, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for your work being done. I thank you, Father God, for the prayers that are going forth now. I thank you for the cries that are being cried out now, in the name of Jesus. Cried out, Father God, for their families. Cried out for their siblings. Cried out, Father God, from their spouse. I bind criminal mindset. I break the spirit of prison now, in the name of Jesus. I declare that every cell, that every person that is unjustly a prison, Father God, be released instantly. Now in the name of Jesus, I come up against all kinds of trumped up charges now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that the righteous, Father God, are coming out now, in the name of Jesus. We declare that every ungodly judicial system, Father God, that is operating in wickedness, Father God, is being exposed. Father God, remove every judge, every sheriff, Father God, every deputy that is causing, Father God, wickedness, that has a wicked heart, wicked mindset, Father God, ungodly thoughts, ungodly actions, Father God, toward races, toward people now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know that you're able to deliver them. I speak a delivering spirit over them now. Deliver them from their racist spirit. Deliver them from their wicked spirit. Deliver them from their wicked mindset. I bind that good old boy spirit now, in the name of Jesus. That clicked up spirit, I say dismantle the wickedness network now, in the name of Jesus. I come up against every witch and warlock that has been assigned to wickedness, that have been assigned to frustrate the body of Christ now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pull down the strongholds that operated in our bloodline, operating in our DNA, operating in our region. We say that it's down now. The We pull down the altar of Astra now in the name of Jesus. We say that it is burned down to the ground. Every altar that is raised up that is ungodly, Father God, every god that is not you, Father God, we say that it dies down now, that every man shall have to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, we calling forth the blood of Jesus. We say the blood of Jesus cleanses us. The blood of Jesus washes us as white as snow. The blood of Jesus cleanses the multitudes of sin. The blood of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you for sending your son to pay the ultimate price for our sins. We thank you, Father God, for loving us enough to send him. We thank you, Father God, for the steps that he walked upon this earth. We thank you for the example that he showed us, Father. We thank you for the miracle signs and wonders. We thank you for the words and the prayers that he have prayed for us now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you right now. We thank you. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I come to you now. Father God, I'll come to you as humble with a humble heart. Father, I submit to humility. I submit to your will and your way. I submit to the low, Father God. Keep me low, Father God. I shed it out of my sundo, Father. I don't want to operate in pride. I don't want to operate in Leviathan. No longer I bind the spirit of Leviathan. I bind the yoke that is around my neck. I break it off now in the name of Jesus. Everything that tries to lock me down, hold me down, to break my identity, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. As my wife has prayed for the kings, and as she covered me this morning, I come in agreement with everything that she said, and that says, how can two walk together lest they agree? And I agree with my wife. I agree with the words that she spoke over me. I agree, Father God, with the prayers of the righteous that have prayed for me. I agree, Father God. I'll be steadfast and unmovable. Father, I thank you that every day and every minute I'm growing in strength, I'm growing in power, I'm growing in authority. I no longer operate in a spirit of inconsistency. No longer do I operate in a little boy spirit. I bind the little boy. I bind the weak man now in the name of Jesus. I bind arrested development that caused you to be stuck in the same place for so long. I command that your little boy let you go. And I command that you come forth now in the name of Jesus, that you will walk in the manhood. You will walk in maturity. You will speak in maturity. You will speak and you will think mature things now in the name of Jesus. No longer will you respond like a little boy. Father, that when he became a man, he spoke as a man. He acted as a man. I thank you, Father God, that you're separating them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, I bind that complaining spirit. Father God, they complaining about the way things look, complaining about the way things are being said. Complain. I bind the complaint spirit now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bind the spirit of grief now in the name of Jesus. I shed it in my son, grieving the Holy Spirit. I shake Odobo Shanda. I speak a release now, a release, Father God. They're being released from that place. They're being released from that hurt. They're being released from that trauma. They're being released right now. I speak the fire to burn it up now in the name of Jesus. Burning that cord up now in the name of Jesus. Shed it out of our sundo. We bind the whispering spirit that's been whispering the wrong things. That's been whispering evil. Been whispering everything that is not godly and not holy. It doesn't line up with your will and your way. I say that it is canceled now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. I thank you for each and every person that is on this line. I thank you for their families. I thank you for the people that are connected to them, Father God. Let them be the temples. Let them be the light. Let them be the salt, Father God. Let them see who they are, Father God. Let them be the ones, Father God, that you see and that they lead their families and they see the glory of God in them. I speak glory upon them. I speak glory upon them. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, let people, when they see them, Father God, they say that they see God, that they see a new thing, that they see something different. I thank you, Father God, for bringing forth the new. The old man has died and the new man is risen. I speak a new life. I need a new language, a new eyesight, new earsight, Father God, new senses now. In the name of Jesus, no longer do they have the residue of the old, but they are walking in a new. They're walking in a new place, Father God. I decree and declare that they are no longer walking in the unknown, Father God, but they are, that you are making it known to them who they truly are, Father God, what they truly operate now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you're breaking them from the old place. You're breaking them out of the box. No longer are they operating in limits, Father God. No longer are they limiting you, Father God, and what you can do. Father God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I decree and declare that the power is being increased inside of them. The power is being increased in them, that they will be able to see, they will be able to think, they will be able to know, they will be able to feel, Father God, who you are, what you are, and what you're able to do. We know that you specialize in the impossible. And so make it known to them, Father God, that they can see and they can operate in the impossible, Father God, because you are not a man that you should lie. You are not a respecter of persons. If you did it for me, you will do it for them, Father God. And I just thank you for the testimony. I thank you for the testimonies that are coming forth. I thank you for the testimonies of the marriages. I thank you for the testimonies of the children. I thank you for the testimonies of the spouses, Father God, of what they had to do, how they had to do it, the obedience that they had to go through, the sacrifices that they had to go through. Father God, for your kingdom to arise, for your kingdom to come, we say, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be done in their lives. Let it be done in their families. Let it be done in their marriages. Let it be done in their business. Let it be done, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. Father, we call forth the breaker, Father, the breaker anointing. They're breaking out of the old and going back into the new. They're breaking out of the unknown and coming into the new, coming into the known, Father God, the new norm, Father God, now in the name of Jesus.